I saw these Kamala Harris supporters that were crying, they're in tears, crying because they're wonderful, the greatest, she would have been the greatest president, the first female, whatever, crying because she lost, how numb, how absolutely stupid and numb. How many episodes of like The View must you have like imbibed on to get to arrive at the point that you're in tears because that singular piece of fake lying shit called Kamala Harris lost, that you're in tears, that you are so numbed down and dumbed. You've been so dumbed down that you actually think that any that that a that one single word that left the lips of Kamala, the fake black piece of shit who the Jew just selected because her skin was dark, but she wasn't even African American, man. She's fucking Indian primarily, And so they chose her because they know that blacks are not able to be controlled in the way that Indians are quite willing to be controlled by Jews. And if you're so numb, if you're so dumbed down, I guess by watching like The View, and I guess because this would be the bulk of the Kamala Harris supporters. These would be the TV watchers, or the people who are definitely have-nots, and the Jews, put policies in Kamala Harris's mouth. Like there's never anything that Kamala Harris said. She didn't say anything. She just read whatever script the Jews who were backing her told her to write, to say. Period. So when that fake black check mark, check skin, black dark skin color check box by the Jew banking mafia who put that fake black with the dark skin check box, Kamala Harris, because that's all it was. They have a checklist on how to control and steal all the money from the American people. So they say, okay, we need a dark skinned person now because that's the time. So check box, Kamala Harris, she fills that. Her skin is dark, and, but it can't be black, right? Because blacks sometimes say fuck these fucking Jews, Kanye West, for example, and other black people have the guts and the balls to say, no, these fucking Jewish rats are the problem in society. So we Jews are done with using black people because they're not as dependable as the dark skin that we get from Indians. And that's why we made an Indian the Prime Minister of Great Britain. That's why we made an Indian the CEO of Google. That's why we made an Indian the CEO of the person who controlled Twitter. That's why you have Indians now, because we get the jar, we get to have the dark skinned, and then so that the stupid Americans who have been brainwashed by wokeism go, well, it's dark skin, so I have to do whatever the dark skinned person says because I'm guilty because I'm a stupid white person. That's basically what the Jew is thinking here with the dark skinned checkbox, which is what the Jew bankers are now looking for. So they're not looking for white skin anymore. They're certainly not even unless it's for the governors of state by state. Then they're putting white-skinned male Jews there, yes, because they can really depend on white-skinned Jewish people to be the governor of Pennsylvania, the governor of North Carolina now, the governor of Ohio, the governor of Hawaii. Hawaii is not particularly a Jewish place. Why the fuck would we have a Jewish governor in Hawaii? Like, that there was never a high Jewish population in Hawaii, man. But yet we're seeing state by state, these fucking Jew rats are infiltrating the governorship. And a warning to any citizen of the United States, when your state gets its Jewish governor for the first time, like in Hawaii, a few months later, Maui completely is burnt to the ground. In Ohio, we have Mike DeWine, first Jewish governor of Ohio. And then Pennsylvania, you got Josh Shapiro. And then, so we have the first Jewish governors there. Then we have this devastating train wreck that the toxins go over and completely destroy. What's the name of that place? Palestine, right? Palestine, the name of the place in Pennsylvania and Ohio that got destroyed by that train wreck. Okay, we're seeing now the Jewish governor over in North Carolina now. Well, what just happened to North Carolina was completely devastated. Okay, so as your Jewish governor comes in and takes power, your state will get devastated by a quote unquote natural disaster. Okay, wake the fuck up. Wake the fuck up. But back to that fake black Kamala Harris. Not one, nothing ever exited her mouth that wasn't scripted by the team of Jewish financial interests who write the script for Kamala Harris. At least with, so when she goes, it's $25,000 to each and every illegal. That was not an idea that Kamala Harris came up with, because Kamala Harris has never actually come up with an idea except to suck Jew dick. That's her only idea, is to do what the Jews tell her to do. So that's her only idea. There's never ever been a policy, a statement, a speech, an idea coming from Kamala Harris. She's a puppet of a very narrow range of Jewish financial interests who write the script for Kamala Harris. Duh. And if you had a fucking half of a brain, you'd know this. None of these things that made you love Kamala Harris and cry. Now you're crying. You're in tears now. So congratulations, you've been dumbed down. You're the re you are a victim of this process, this Jewish financial institutions that have. Are behind it. You're a victim of this process of the dumbing down. Most of this dumbing down has occurred because you're watching the television. So the television is the Jews' instrument to dumb the American people down, who are still so numb that they actually still watch that fucking TV. Right? I haven't watched TV in, well, 30 years. I would have sometimes flick it on to see what the Jewish liars at CNN would say, because you need to know what your Jewish enemy is talking about in order to plan to save to bring your family to a safe shore and to get your vessel into a safe harbor from this Jewish devastation of our economy and of our nation and of our society. Yes, sometimes I would watch CNN just to know what the Jews are up to and how what their next move is in devastating our society. Yes, but I never watched TV news for any other reason. I never watched TV news to learn about how things work. And that's that. And it doesn't matter what news is it is. If it's on the TV, it's a lie. So for all those people that hate CNN because it's controlled, well, they don't hate it because it's totally an instrument of the Jewish banking mafia to destroy us. They don't know that. They just hate it because it's liberal or left or it's Democrat, they say. Okay. And so they say, I'm going to watch Fox. Well, got some bad news for you. Fox is controlled by the right wing of the Jewish financial establishment and the Jewish right wing powers, which would be Israel, State of Israel, a Likud party, and over in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu and the military industrial complex. That's who controls that's what Fox is all about. They're all about, yes, we need to destroy the Palestinians on behalf of the Jews because we're Fox. I know, Fox. You're fucking just the right wing of the Jew, and the CNN is the left wing of the Jew. So it's the right and left arm of the Jew money power. So it's the right and left hand of the Rothschilds, the old Rothschilds fortune. Yeah. And don't pay no attention when you type in on the Jewish-owned and Jewish-controlled Google, do Rothschilds still have control over everything? They'll say, who ever heard of such a thing? The Rothschilds' empire and financial institutions didn't survive past the 1900s, and they're just and Forbes magazine says they only have 23 billion now. Rothschilds have over 500 billion. They probably have well over trillions in gold and assets. Yes, the Rothschilds, despite what the fucking Jewish control Google and the Jewish search engines will assure you that no, anybody who says the Rothschilds still have money is a anti-Semitic trope, they'll say. Okay, again. It's this numbing down. And so anybody who believes anything that they get on a Google search, congratulations. You've been dumbed down. You're being dumbed down. You're being numbed. You're numb. You're dumb. Just go to Google Finance, and not Google Finance, Yahoo Finance, and look who owns all of the corporations. Well, that's BlackRock and Vanguard. Well, who owns BlackRock? Well, it's the old Jewish money power that would own the largest financial institution on the planet Earth. That wouldn't be some grassroots organization that's controlled by Larry Fink. Yes, Larry Fink has been placed at the head of BlackRock in order to make decisions that best fulfill the portfolio financial objectives of the Jews who control Larry Fink and who control BlackRock. That's who controls everything, just like Kamala Harris. Now, Trump... just woke up, excuse me. Trump, for his part, is not a complete total instrument of Jew money power, but his foreign policy will absolutely be captured by Israel. So, sadly enough, Trump's foreign policy absolutely positively will be centered around destroying Iran. Poor Iran. To be so unfortunate, can you imagine? You're a great nation. You know, you've invented mathematics in the Middle Ages prior. You know, the Persian Empire, which is Iran, has given the world so many advancements. They are the reason why the carpet merchants called Jews, the rug merchants, because that's all the Jews ever were. They didn't contribute to our understanding of human history. They were just rug merchants and merchants who try to make a buck, and they have a very sleazy way of dealing with other people that are not in their merchant Jew the money grubbing Jew way of destroying other people, you know. Okay, well, that's not Iran. Iran is a great empire. They've given the world, like I said, they've given us so much science. They've given us so much literature. They are actually a nation that has contributed to human understanding. Jews, show me the Jewish philosopher who's contributed to human understanding. Go ahead, try. Good luck. There are none. And I'm sorry, Baruch Spinoza is almost indecipherable crap. I'm sorry, but it's not that. It's not like John Locke. It's not like Aristotle. Not like Socrates. The great philosophers of our world. Jews aren't that. And so Trump will be an instrument of Jewish power in the Middle East. No question about it. Trump will try to get the Abraham Accords going again, which is hey, have some of the slimiest nations in the world, like Saudi Arabia and Israel, have them be friends with each other, right? That's the last thing you want, is a group of like Middle Eastern slimy political machines to get together and be friends. Absolutely, we should encourage only that they destroy each other so that we don't have to deal with these like total slimy rats, okay? So let Saudi Arabia and Israel kill each other, right? Not the Saudi people, but certainly the Saudi government and the Israeli government. Yes, we don't want them to be friends. We want them to kill off each other so that we can finally breathe a sigh of relief and get back to our own lives and not have to care about this fucking hole on the planet Earth called the Middle East, which is nothing but war and a money hole that we just pour our money into. And the defense contractors love it because they just, Raytheon and Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, they love the Middle East because that's how they've been profiting on all that war that we do on behalf of these Jewish rats, right? Called Israel, bunch of Jewish rats. These people are rats. They're not in our best interest. We should, if I was the president, I would be like, fuck y'all. You're cut off. We're not giving you one fucking penny. As a matter of fact, I want the money back. So all that money we gave you all these years, I want it back. So fuck you, Israel. We want our money back. If you want to fucking go fight your neighbors, you get your own fucking money and don't use American taxpayers' money to go fight these nice people like Iranians. The Iranians are nice, decent people. They're fantastic people. They're very nice people. I've met them. I know them. I traveled with an Iranian a gentleman for a little while. They were absolutely superlative people. Unlike Jews, who are these self-important, like supremacist pricks who think they're the best in the world. They look down on every other people. They think that they're that they're better than us and that their history is more important than our history and their fucking Holocaust is what we should all bow down to. I'm sorry. Everybody has had a rough history. Who cares? I don't care about your Holocaust. I don't give a flying shit. I don't give a flying fuck for the Holocaust. No American should care about your fucking Holocaust. It means nothing at this point. Considering the Holocaust that you've brought to our people, our economy, considering the Holocaust that you're bringing to the world right now, considering the absolute slaughter of the Palestinian people, disregarding the fact that half of them are children under the age of 12, the fact that you are committing the biggest Holocaust right now on the planet Earth. That's right. You are the Israelis, Jews. You are causing the Holocaust. You are the enemy of the people. You are the ones that are bringing the Holocaust, the real Holocaust that's happening right now. That's Jewish. That Jewish people are behind the Holocaust right now. So don't tell us about some other Holocaust that happened 70, 80 fucking years ago that was your fault. It was your fault. Every time there's been persecutions throughout history of Jews, it was because the people got sick and tired of these parasitic rats in their midst who were stabbing them in the back, acting like a tribe, and cheating them out of their land, cheating them out of their industry. It's a bunch of fucking cheating rats. And all you need to do is look at the famous video of J.D. Vance when he was in the run-up to the election, the 2024 election, where he's at this convention and there's all these Jews surrounding him. I'll try to find it. You gotta see this thing. It'll be in the next video, but anyone who's crying over their the best president ever, Kamala Harris would have been the best president. What a fucking dummy. You can't tell that not a single moment of her life was authentic. Not one moment of Kamala Harris's life. That's why she had to quit in the 2020 election election cycle, because she was the least popular. So she was one of the first that had to quit the primary process. She didn't make the primary process. But you know, the American people, they can't remember. They certainly can't remember what happened 3 months ago, much less 3 years ago or 4 years ago. They can't remember what happened 3 days ago because they've been like, I guess because all the fluoride in the water, all the vaccines in their veins have just dumbed them down. So they're just so dumb that you don't even remember that nobody fucking liked that fake black jerk off piece of shit, Kamala Harris. And she's like, okay, I'm going to voluntarily quit the primary process here in 2020 because I am so unliked. And then, so what happens? The Jews who control the Biden, who controlled Joe Biden, said, oh, she's perfect. Let's put her as vice president. The least popular scumbag of all of the unpopular scumbags. She was the least popular scumbag. And for those who are so numb that they don't know what the term least popular means, it means no one liked Kamala Harris. What the fuck? Can't you remember the 2020 primary? Or you just didn't, you weren't watching TV that day where she quit and everybody cheered because he was saying, okay, we got that jerk off out of the way. You don't remember? No, you can't remember that. Oh, because you're watching Whoopi Goldberg in The View or whatever you're watching. But it's something that you're watching on TV. You're watching TV, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Don't tell me you're not watching TV. You're watching the TV. Oh, no, I got my own idea. Myself. No, you got it from the TV. You got it from the TV because you're a TV watcher. Yeah, I know. We know where you're getting your ideas from, the TV. Nobody watches the TV. Do you know how few people actually watch The View? They said, that was the most popular television show. All the ratings on The View were fictitious because the Nielsens were bought by the deep state and the Jewish money power. Literally 35 years ago, when I was at the National Association of Television Program Executives, I was a young producer back in, I think it was 1995 or something like that, right? You go into the convention center well, it was in Las Vegas that year, and it moves around. Sometimes it's in Cannes or whatever, but this was in the Nevada, it was in Las Vegas Convention Center the years that I went to that. And, you'd go into the booth for Universal Television or Paramount TV or Fox or whatever the television entity was. But when you walked to the booth that had the Nielsens, right? It was this like cordoned off area. You couldn't, there was no windows on that. Like all the other in the convention center, all the other like displays from like the television networks and stuff had these big open areas where there was a lot of chairs and free sushi, and you walk in, there was people serving you food, and they had monitors, and they were showing their shows and trying to sell you. But Nielsen's was just this wall, and you couldn't see what was behind there. Well, Nielsen's by that point had already been purchased by a secretive group of investors that nobody had ever heard of. And you're like, well, why the fuck are you buying this rating networks? Well, it was bought by these deep state Jewish finances because the secret couldn't get out. This is 1995. The secret could not be allowed to get out that no one was watching the TV anymore, except a very small demographic of really stupid people who's actually still watch it. So they said, we have a big problem in our hands because we are controlling this United States via the Nielsens. What? Yeah. What? How could that? What are you talking about? How does Nielsen ratings control the minds of the American people? Well, because it was the way that advertising dollars was apportioned to the Jewish owned and controlled television networks was determined by supposedly how popular this or that show was. So here's how the Nielsen ratings Jewish deep state trick worked. What the Nielsens did was they said, let's artificially claim that all the shows that are like a boot in the face of the American people, that turn them into idiots. Let's say that all these shows are the most popular shows and all the money will go to those producers, and then the television networks will produce more shows like that. So what they did was they said that Cops was one of the most popular shows on television. And for any of you who are too young to remember what Cops, the show Cops was, but that was the show that opened with the song, hey you, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Hey you, something like this. This was this theme song for the television show, Cops, and So the Jews said, look, that's like, and basically what that show was they just had television cameras and they took Americans around while the television networks followed cops on their mission as they fucked over poor American white people. So if you were a white American living in a depressed area that was financially depressed or something, and maybe you were on drugs or whatever, your doors might get kicked in by the television show Cops, who are accompanying your local cop as he arrested you because you were like white trash or something like this. That show was so debasing to the American people. It was so humiliating to watch. Just and the fact that they turned the American people into spectators to watch their fellow Americans who are unfortunate, who had difficulties in life and somehow ended up on the wrong end of the law like that. The fact that these Jewish rats who were behind the show Cops, because that was absolutely positively a Jewish produced show. Okay. The fact that these Jewish rats actually artificially purchased the Nielsens to say, this is the most popular show. So then all of the advertising money for Coke, Pepsi, General Motors, Chevrolet, all the, Pfizer, all the pharmaceutical companies, then all the money went to Cops. And then they had so much money that they had Cops, they had like 10 Cops shows. Cops New York, Cops Los Angeles. If anybody remembers, if anyone is old enough to remember this, you had Cops Las Vegas, Cops Miami, and there was literally something like 20 or 30 shows of this because they had so much money because the Jews said, this is perfect for our agenda. This is perfect for us Jews. What we'll do is we'll turn American against Americans, and then we'll get Americans to cheer on the television when their fellow Americans get fucking busted and mistreated by the system. We'll get their fellow white Americans to cheer it on. And there was a large number of idiots in here, people who were just dumbed down that they actually sat and watched it and enjoyed that show. So if you are one of these people who enjoyed watching white cops beat the living shit out of other white people, because that's what basically Cops was all about. It was white on white violence. If you thought that that was a fun show, if you laughed when your fellow white American was fucking fucked over and beaten the shit out of by cops, if you watched that show, that means that you were a victim too. You were dumbed down by the Jewish system that survives only to dumb you down, to steal your house and your land and your gold. That's what the Jews are here for, to fuck you over and steal your stuff. And you can read it in their Talmud. It says, their Talmud, their religious Bible says, it is our religious duty to kill off the goyim and steal their stuff. That's their religious duty. That's what they're supposed to do. The Talmud is the most vile, like, document you'll ever read. It is so disgusting. It is a disgusting non-religion. It's not a religion. It's a guidebook for criminals. Let's put it that way, disguised as a religion. A Talmud is not a religion. Sorry, Judaism is not a religion. It's a guide for a group of sleaze bags to go and fuck everyone over and then claim that it's God that's telling them to do this. And Trump is going to be trying to kill off these poor and much more substantial Iranian people on behalf of the Jew money power. Let's hope that we can figure out a way to help the Iranian people survive the Trump attacks. Let's hope that we all can put the brakes on Trump. And let's hope that he doesn't appoint that fat pig, Mike Pompeo, that slimy scumbag, that the only time you ever saw Mike Pompeo is because he was groveling at the knees of Netanyahu. And all you ever saw was him smiling in a picture with Netanyahu. That's all Mike Pence is about, is putting on his Jewish knee pads, getting on his knees, and sucking Netanyahu's dick. That's all Mike Pence ever did in his 4 years as Secretary of State. He wasn't Secretary of State of the United States. He was Secretary of State of Israel, Mike Pompeo. He was the biggest sleazebag in the world. And when Trump mentions Pompeo's name, even Trump's crowd of supporters boos Trump. They boo him. They boo Trump whenever he calls himself the father of the vaccine. They boo him. And then when he mentions Mike Pompeo's name, they boo him. Then why the fuck, if the people who put him in office are booing him? They cheer him about everything else, but they boo him when he talks about how lovely that vaccine is. He gets booed, and he gets booed when he talks about Pompeo. Why the fuck is Trump still sticking with this vaccine shit? And why the fuck is he still calling himself the father of the vaccine? It was a disaster, dude. And why is he still talking about Mike Pompeo? Mike Pompeo is Jewish effluent. That's the deep state, dude. You're supposed to be against the deep state. Hello? Mike Pompeo is the deep state, right? He's the ones, he's the mentality. So, you know, we're only marginally safer because Trump is in office. What do I mean by that? Our property values will probably hold steady for a few more years, right? Our property values will hold steady. Yeah, that's about it. Our economy is going to do much, much better. Energy prices will go lower. Unfortunately, gold is going to go lower now because we will actually have an economy for 4 years. Gold, you should have sold your gold right at the beginning. You should have sold your gold the day after the election because it's not going to be 2,800 anymore because the dollar is the gold always goes up in value as the economy and the dollar collapses. And so that's why gold was at $2,800 an ounce, because the economy was absolutely collapsing. And under Kamala Harris, it was a guaranteed dead economy. Okay, so that's why gold was increasing in value. Okay, gold is going to decrease in value because we're going to actually have an economy. So anyway, so get working, make something, be productive, and the only way America is going to survive is to make their way out of this mess they're in, is to work, to create stuff, build things, right? Come up with new ideas, invent new things. Create new industrial processes, gather the tools and the equipment you need to manufacture things, right? Make stuff, right? Be creative every day of your life. Learn new skills every day of your life. Learn new skills. Learn how the world works, right? Improve yourself now. You have 4 years of Trump that will be, there will be opportunity for people who are creators, who have ideas of production, industrial ideas. Yes, this will be a time to reindustrialize, to do something. A Kamala Harris presidency would have just been printing more money, giving it to illegal aliens so that they vote for you. That was the hope. And when all these shows. You see all these people saying, "Oh, I can't, now this is going to be great. Trump's in office, so now we're going to have police going around door to door, kicking in doors to get rid of illegal aliens." If you think that that's going to be a fun thing to witness, I guarantee you, you're going to see stories of people getting shot that were innocent people, people's lives getting destroyed. Cops kicking down the wrong doors and removing the wrong people. Absolutely, you're going to see a nightmare of this supposedly immigration where Trump's saying, "I'm going to deportation," all this. You are going to see so many innocent lives get now destroyed. So for those people who like I saw a show on Redacted, right? And they're all happy now that we're gonna have what, tens of thousands of police groups going door to door. And you think that that's a good idea, Redacted? I see. Okay. So, even people who normally do good work, are getting it wrong. It's not going to be nice seeing tens of thousands of deportation agents going door to door in this country to kick out all these people. That is going to be an ugly, 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 dangerous, and violent mess that we're going to have for the next 4 years. Because if you think it's going to be easy to deport 30 million people, you have no idea what you're looking at. You have no idea what you're talking about. So, a message to Redacted. Sorry, guys, that is not smart. Cheering on that there's going to be teams of cop idiots, stupid ass, retard morons kicking doors down. Sorry, wrong, wrong, wrong. Okay, it was wrong that the Biden administration opened the borders and let them in. Absolutely, that was wrong. But the people that came in, especially some of the people who actually are good intention, they didn't do anything wrong. They just want a better life. There's nothing. Don't blame the immigrant. Don't blame the illegal immigrant. Blame the Jews who opened the door to let them in so that they could be cheap labor and a Democratic Party vote. Blame the correct people. Have the agents, have the police go kick down their doors and deport the Jews who are behind that. But don't sit there and tell me that it's going to be pretty watching this Trump deportation operation that's going to happen here. No way, man. I don't want to see streets full of cops going around kicking down the wrong doors, and that's going to happen. And I don't want to see Trump getting into wars with Iran and bombing this place to support these Jew rats who didn't do anything in history. This little tiny little group of little rats, they're like a little group of parasites, little termites that are eating away at the foundation of your house. You have a beautiful house, and then every once in a while you see these little termites there, and they're gnawing away at it and they're destroying the foundation of your house. And you have to deal with it, or else you're not gonna have a house anymore. They're gonna eat it all up. Well, that's Israel. A little teeny, little small portion of the population, little ant. Yet they control the whole thing. They control the whole fucking thing. What a mess.